listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
Excitable boy, they all said. And it fit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy.
All right, our next guest, fresh off his Omarosa tour. He's a big fan club leader of Omar. No, I'm just kidding. Michael Dougherty's joining me now, live from Atlanta, Georgia. Michael Dougherty, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. You know, when did the word dog become worthy of panel discussions because of his use as a racial slur? Am I missing something? I mean, Donald Trump tweets out that Omarosa is a dog. He also used this term in relation to other well-known African-Americans like Mitt Romney and Ted Cruz. But they literally had a 25-minute discussion on Jake Tapper's program yesterday about the word dog being a racial slur. Is this really how far we've slid?
Oh, yeah, we've slid farther. And that's nothing. I mean, I think they're just happy they didn't use the B word. I think they should look on the bright side. But, you know, again, I always have to step back and go, okay, let me see. They lost.
Yeah.
They go into hysterics.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times in life do you lose and you analyze what did you do to lose and you triple down on that thinking you're losing? Only a 2.5-year-old does this. This is called, you know, the battle of the wills with mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to scream louder and scream. At some point, I'm going to break in. And I think that the American public, by and large, is like, you know what? Shut the door and wait till the kid falls asleep.
Yeah. You know, you live in Atlanta. You have some experience with games you should have won. The Falcons fans aren't sitting around stomping their feet and crying and carrying on. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Are they?
Dude, I'm a Michigan Wolverine.
Oh, okay. Just checking. All right.
I mean, the reason I moved to
Atlanta. They haven't won much either lately.
I don't have to listen to the Michigan State people about that one, you know, screwed up pass.
Yeah.
Well,
there's trouble. Yeah, the term is this, Michael. There's trouble with the snap. At any rate, yeah. Good Lord. There's trouble with the snap. Yeah, anyhow, it's a sentence that'll live in infamy in sports history. All right, so the other thing that's going on today.
In a small, circular, view county area. But anyway.
Trust me. The other thing that's going on today is the biggest display of groupthink I've ever seen in my lifetime is, what, 100 newspapers, 200 newspapers, all coming out in what they call a coordinated response against the president, which is nothing more than a coordinated attack because it's working so well that Rasmussen has the president this morning at 50% support. So this ongoing, day after day, week after week, month after month, barrage against the president is fruitless. It does nothing, and yet all of these newspapers are going to be collectively group thinking today and putting out anti-Trump editorials. Weird, isn't it?
Well, it's like if we can't get your attention yelling, we're going to yell louder, and we're going to yell in coordination. And you know, because they don't get it. So many ways we're in such a paradigm shift in this country. But this is the power of social media and the internet and other ways to communicate that have rendered these people's power dwindling, and they don't understand it, which is why, by the way, now they want to control the internet. Because this is supposed to be journalism and the First Amendment and communication and open ideas. Uh-huh.
Nah. Yeah. This is supposed to be the open, the freedom of speech and thought and compare ideas and compare and contrast. May the best ideas win, except that there are no original ideas in the newsrooms of these newspapers. Apparently 200 newspapers will regurgitate groupthink. And it's repugnant. It really is.
It's like, I always say that Trump is like Garth Brooks. You know, friend in low places that showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. And he's the type of rude that drives the elitist crazy. But if you know the elitist, their rudeness is more covert and smug. And this is what the American public is caught on to. Suddenly, and here it is almost 2019, right? We're going to 2019 in a few months, and we're still back in 2016, and they're still losing their minds as if we were electing a pope.
They can't figure out. They cannot figure out the support for the president. They cannot figure out how to destroy the president. They've tried everything. They have tried everything And now it's tape or no tape. It's tape or no tape with Omarosa. Either there's a tape of the president using the N-word or there's not. And person after person coming out from NBC, The Apprentice, everybody else says, there's no such tape. What is she talking about? And so that's not going anywhere. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, the voters there have elected or pushed Keith Ellison through the primary there to be attorney general. The Democrats have voted for Keith Ellison, the first Muslim in Congress, who has been openly accused of assault and physical battery by an ex-girlfriend, which apparently there is a tape or two. And I guess the Me Too movement doesn't apply in Minnesota today.
Because the way we kill story is not reporting story. So that thing got no echoing. There was no momentum in that story outside of conservative media. There just wasn't. Because we whistled past the graveyard, which is the second half of the story in Done with the Media. It is the silencing is as bad as the echoing of what they want you to hear, what they don't want you to hear, which is so brutal, you know, so brutal. I mean, they don't want you to hear, Benghazi. They still don't want you to hear about Benghazi or stealing elections or Obama, you know, buying off Israel's election and impacting. There's certain things that don't
or delivering
hear,
tens of millions of dollars at midnight, tens of millions of dollars on pallets and cash at midnight to Tehran. Don't talk about that. That's no big deal. Really?
Right.
Really?
But he called her a dog.
Right.
Oh, by the way, a two-time disloyal, narcissistic, histrionic, no idiot for these desperate people on the left, dog.
Yeah.
He is a dog.
Here's the one criticism that I think is valid today on this whole thing for sure of the president. He told us on the campaign trail that one of his attractions would be that he would hire the very best people. Well, Mr. President, in all fairness, I think you failed in hiring the best people when you put Omarosa on your staff.
Right.
Michael, I'll give you the last word, 10 seconds.
Yeah, loyalty is a gentle charade, and now he's a, and Kelly's done a good job of stabilizing this because an entrepreneur is not a manager. Okay.
Talk about a professional. General Kelly, in terminating Omarosa, I've never heard anything more professional in my life. Doherty, always a pleasure.
All right, take care, man.
There you have it. The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
It starts with a fascination, an energy that drives us to create. And over time, it evolves into something greater. An idea, a simple idea, to make things better, to improve. We're not the type to settle or leave a job half finished. We're a source of positive change, filtering innovation from our minds through our hands, bettering our beautiful state. And when you create every day, it's easy to look back and see everything you've helped build. Building a better Michigan. Your future awaits at MichiganConstruction.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.